Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week on July 2nd is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. City offices will be closed for the 4th of July on July 4th. Just because city offices are closed does not mean that all city employees get the day off. People from streets will be working to close and open the roads for the parade and driving the street sweepers down the parade route at the end. And somebody from Gillette Public Access Television will be recording the parade for later playback on GPA Cable Channel 190. Someone from GPA, but not me. Jeremy usually takes care of filming the parade. Thanks for taking one for the team, boss. The parade will play on Channel 190 at 4, 7, and 10 p.m., and will be available to stream in our online archive later as well. If Thursday is your regular trash day, it'll be picked up on Friday instead. Also remember, you can set fireworks off in the county, but not inside city limits. If you aren't sure where those boundaries are, I've linked the official city limits map in the description of this episode. It's an election year, and this year's primary election will be on August 20th. But before the election, you should learn about who you're voting for. This isn't like high school, where you could Christmas tree your way down the multiple choice test and maybe be fine. You should really know about this stuff. And to help you learn about the candidates and issues, the Campbell County League of Women Voters will present two candidates forums on July 8th and 9th. The first forum, on July 8th, will feature candidates for Wyoming State House and State Senate and Campbell County Commissioners. And the second one, on the 9th, will have candidates for City Council. Forums will begin at 6 p.m. and be held in the City Council chambers, and also broadcast live on GPA Channel 192. If you don't catch them live, both forums will play back on Channel 192 intermittently leading up to the primary. Or you can, again, find them in the online archive. The comprehensive master plan process is ongoing, and the third set of community engagement events about future land use planning will be on July 10th and 11th. On July 10th, the event will be held in the Campbell County Rec Center Canyon Room from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and the event on the 11th will be from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Pioneer Rooms at the Campbell County Public Library. Got your kids with you? Bring them along. They'll be provided with coloring supplies and paper to create a drawing of either their favorite place to visit in Gillette or their favorite place to ride their bike in Gillette to enter into the Comprehensive Plan Art Contest. For more information on the Comprehensive Plan, their community engagement events, or the Comprehensive Plan Art Contest, visit plangillette.com. If you missed the Donkey Creek Drainage Study open house, but you still have drainage opinions to share, don't worry. The online survey for the study will be open until the end of July. You can check the link in the description to go fill out the survey. And here's what's on the July 2nd City Council agenda. It'll be mostly street closures this meeting, and a couple of them will be right away. On the 3rd at around noon, Osborne will be closed from 2nd to 3rd because they're going to land a Black Hawk helicopter at 410 East 2nd Street. So, next Wednesday, if you see a Black Hawk helicopter come in and land, it's nothing to be worried about. It's an event that Hoskinson Contracting is putting on. The helicopter will take back off on the 4th of July at around 6. Then, also on the 4th of July, the American Legion has requested that Rockpile Boulevard from 2nd to 3rd be closed from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a street dance. The 3rd Street Plaza to Kendrick Avenue will be closed on July 10th for a Wyo Gives Day post-celebration. July 11th will close Ross Avenue from 2nd to 3rd for the Antique Automobile Club of America tour. And the same area, plus 3rd from Ross to Richards, will be closed on the 20th of July. Big Lost Meadery has requested that Warren from 1st to 2nd be closed from 6 p.m. July 19th to 11 p.m. July 20th for a music festival that includes an open container permit. And finally, on August 7th, parts of Destination Drive and West 4J will be closed to make it all one-way traffic for a food drive. Other than that, looks like most of the rest of the meeting will be appointments to the citizen advisory boards. There were two citizen advisory boards that didn't receive any applications, so contact the city at 686-5203 if you're interested in being on the Gillette Historic Preservation Commission, which was created to protect places and things of historical significance in Gillette and the surrounding area, or the Urban Systems Committee, which evaluates transportation needs of the area and recommends transportation projects. There will be one planning item, authorizing staff to negotiate a future annexation agreement for an area on East Sinclair Street. And there's also one optional 1% sales tax supported project, a bid award for the Heritage Lift Station Replacement Project. If you recall, when I talked to City Engineer Joe Shane about upcoming city projects, the lift station is a pump that helps move sewage to the wastewater treatment plant. So that's a pretty important project, assuming you like your sewage to go away. I know I do. That's a brief look at the July 2nd meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.